Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody. Sure appreciate you being here. Good, tough practice. Pads, very physical practice. Guys stepped up, and we got a lot of good work done. What questions you have?
John, have you heard about the news about Joe B? Talk about his impact on the teams of
Yeah, Joe D, Joe DeLisandris. We love Joe D, and he had a surgery early in the summer, and he came back a little bit. You know, some complications have arisen from it, so he's in the hospital right now, and he'll be focusing on his health for the next significant period of time. And it's a blow. I mean, it's a blow because he's a great football coach. He's beloved by the players, by the coaches. He's one of our top. He's a top game planner. He's a top coach. He's a huge part of our offense. And he's going to be missed very much, but we're going to be much more concerned about his health and his welfare and his well-being going forward. He's got his daughters back with him. His daughters have been amazing all summer. They're the absolute best. I know he cherishes those girls, so it's going to be okay. And then we're bringing in George Warhop. George Warhop's a guy that actually we played against each other in college. Now, he was at Cincinnati. I was at Miami, the oldest rivalry west of the Allegheny Mountains. It's, well, I don't know, about 130 years old. That's pretty old, right? And continuous rivalry. Played every year. The victory bell was always at stake. They won two. We won two. I can tell you, I remember George very well as a player. He does not remember me. He didn't notice me out there, but I noticed him. He was a great player. He's been a great coach in this league, and we're very fortunate and blessed to have him come aboard.
We saw the report or the statement about Mark Andrews. How is he feeling? What else can you say about that?
Yeah, he's feeling good. I would say, you know what I would say about that? I would say wear your seatbelts. You know, Mark wore his seatbelts, and that was an accident that happened, and it was pretty significant, I believe, and he came out of it with nothing at all, not a scrape. So wear your seatbelts, and we're thankful to God for that, for him coming out of that safe, and for God protecting him in that circumstance.
Coach, Kyle Hamilton comes back with an injury, interception today. What is that missing the beat? How good is that to have him back playing
this? Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great. It's great to have him back playing great. And what a resilient guy. What a leader. Leader by example, leader by every way. But he's had two great practices since that.
John, I saw a long chat there with Brandon Hyde. What did you guys talk about?
We were talking about the suicide squeeze, you know. Hit and run. Had a little hit and run in there. We're talking about our teams, really. You know, I kind of had some questions about his team, and he had some questions about my team, and maybe some things that were coming up with his team, and I had no advice for him, and some things up with our team, and you know, that's kind of how it works, you know. So it's a joy to watch him. I have so much respect for Brandon. I think he's a great coach, great skipper, and what a job they've done. The team's so exciting. Having those guys, they're right there behind. We got them right up there behind, you know, with the players. They were 15 yards away from the play, and I think they were really enjoying it, you know. Just like our guys would like to be right there on the dugout rail if you could be, you know. So it's pretty cool having those guys here.
John, I think we saw Steve Wilks on the sideline today. Can you talk to us about your relationship with him?
Yeah, Steve, obviously another guy. He wanted to come visit practice. I think Steve is visiting certain teams here during training camp. And, you know, like coaches do, coaches like to get out and they like to learn. Like to research, and Steve is another coach we have tremendous respect for. He's been a guy that we've known for a long time, and having him here and picking his brain a little bit, that was really cool too.
John, we won't get you before Saturday. Is it kind of going to be the same philosophy for your starters, especially for someone like Lamar for preseason, or will you get any more guys out there?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be case by case for sure, Morgan, but it'll be in the same direction as last time.
Will Lamar play?
No, Lamar's not going to play. She's tough, man. She's tough. The old follow-up question. Yeah, the tough follow-up question. I mean, you all knew that already, right? Okay, good. I didn't divulge anything there. But there'll be headlines about it, which is crazy to me. But that's cool.
That's when you have the reigning NFL MVP.
That's a good point. John, it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. Of course, Mark said he's not injured. Mark Andrews is not injured. I think you said in the statement that he's expected to come back in a few days. Is that still kind of the plan?
Yeah, I mean, Mark's a guy who's played for a long time. You know, there's always going to be, you know, the bumps and bruises and things like that. And he's definitely a guy that we watch closely. We watch those guys. We watch Roquan closely. Those guys have played for a while. We watch them closely. We'll take. You'll see some guys will come out and not have as many reps in a day, things like that. So we're always watching those guys closely.
John, there have been so few really headlines throughout camp. There's far, you know, it's just been kind of a quiet, good, solid training camp, and then, you know, the news on Joe D and Mark and Max. And did it feel like a day, like, as you get together and talk to everyone, like, just to kind of be together a little more and just talk about what's important?
Well, I think we talk about it every night. We have a team meeting every night, offensive and defensive meetings morning and night, and I think we're talking about everything we need to talk about every day. And so much of it is getting good at what we do in football, communicating and being on the same page with our football. I don't have to say much to these guys about taking care of themselves, because they do. They get their rest. They take care of their bodies. They come in ready to go to work. You know, they come to work ready to work. And you see that by the way they work. So I'm just proud of them. They're making the most of this training camp for sure. I mean, they really are. And let's see where it takes us. Yeah, it's an interesting dilemma for sure. It's definitely not something I've ever been associated with. I would just say, by the grace of God, George Warhop is available. A guy that we've known for many years and respected, who Todd has worked with in the past in Tampa Bay. Other coaches have known him and worked with him that are on our staff. He doesn't know our system per se in terms of our terminology, but he can learn that very quickly. But he knows our techniques. He knows the style, the way we're running the plays, the principles of the plays. He knows all that stuff. He's an experienced coach and knows that stuff inside and out. So he'll step right in and he'll start working with those guys right away. And I'll say this, Travell Wharton's been doing a great job too. You know, he's played all those years, brings that player coach experience, and he's done a good job in the interim, and he'll continue to do a great job. Travis Schweitzer's done a great job as well. So we're happy with all of our coaches. Yeah, George will be the offensive line coach, and Travell will be working with him. Yeah, they'll be working together that way. But he'll be the main offensive line coach.
Can you get a call like that this morning? Can you get a call like that tomorrow?
Well, no, because I got a call. The text that I got said he was okay. So it was a text. So maybe that softened it a little bit. And I saw that he's okay. So he's okay. I was okay.